Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God's favor.
God's
favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. And I can see that we have a busy switchboard today. We thank you for joining us, and you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz. Comes on every Sunday morning from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock p.m., so please let your friends, neighbors, others know about it. And now I want to give you one moment, let's at least find out what the discussion will be about today, which is, time is passing fast, and most people are not preparing for the day of judgment. Most people show in their actions that they don't realize that there is life after death. But this is a matter of failing to believe in the unseen creator of the heavens and the earth. Most people choose not to believe in life after death because they think all the pleasure and satisfaction they need is in this world. So they don't even give a sincere try to understand the eternal spiritual life in the hereafter. What they do know is when they are awakened from death, they will not get a second chance to believe in Allah. They will spend eternity in the hellfire. Then they will want to believe in their Creator and follow His will. But it will be too late, people. This is no joke, and you will soon find out. But at what cost? And now I give to you Imam Shaheen Shabazz. You can see we have a strong, beautiful discussion coming on today. A timely discussion, as usual, from Imam Shaheen Shabazz. And now Imam Shaheen Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Imam. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam to everybody listening today, and we thank you all for taking your time out when you could have been doing something else to try to tune in to our Creator and understand the purpose of life that He created for us to live down here, because most of us, most human beings, are not living by the laws and the rules of the Creator, which is for our good and protection. So with that said, we will open with prayer, the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final and last revelations of Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, for all mankind. It's called Fatiha, of the opening. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إذن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. What we just said, people, translated into this English language was, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master and ruler of the day of judgment. We ask Allah, O Allah, guide us on your straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed your favor and your grace. And we ask Allah, our Creator, to protect us from being of those who think they can live their life and do what they want to do and go against your will and earn your wrath on themselves by doing so. So we say Ameen at the end of this prayer, and we wanted to say it that way so you could have a better understanding that this prayer is a prayer that will save you from self-destruction in this world and help you get on the straight path that will lead you to your Creator in the hereafter and guarantee you a return back home to your Creator in his eternal heaven in the hereafter. So with that said, my beautiful listening audience, I just want to say I'm coming from the Holy Quran because this particular surah or chapter from the Quran is so timely for the time we're in. And it's called the mutual loss and gain. And what it means, you know, I have to start out before I go into the ayah. You know, most people in this world, they think gain is only in material things. This is where they see, like the sister said, to find their gain. We got a president right now anyway. He thinks gain is only in money and power over other people's lives. There's no gain in that. He's not a God. He's not a creator. He can't control other people's lives and get away with it. In his 4 years he's been there, he's been not only controlling the masses of people around the world, him and the other governments in the world alive, but they also been killing people by the millions. But this is all for a reason. This ain't nothing that just happened in the 21st century. This been happening through for thousands of years. And the same way the Creator dealt with it in the past, he's dealing with it right now today. And anybody that thinks that evil is going to prevail over good, you are totally out of your mind. This world, the heavens and the earth, belong to Almighty God. It don't belong to no part of his creation, man or angels. You see? So this is what this surah is trying to get you to understand, people. It's called the mutual loss and gain. And most people in this world think they losing something if they lose their money, if they lose their family member or a friend or a loved one, if they lose their own life physically. They think, I'm dead. I've lost everything. So most people have their value system of what is lost and gained totally distorted. So today, we want you to know what real loss is and real gain. We know we got a presidency coming up, and a lot of people think, well, if we get Joe Biden, Mr. Joe Biden, we'll gain. And if we get Donald Trump, we'll continue to lose. But I want to say just on that briefly that it's the Creator where you get your loss and your gain. Whoever so the Creator choose to win this election, if their faith is in the Creator, it doesn't matter because he's going to take care of them. He's going to protect them. But if you believe in yourself and man, then you and Donald Trump win, you're going to be in big trouble. But if Mr. Biden is blessed by Allah to win, you're going to have an opportunity to come out of this evil way of thinking that you've been thinking, not just Donald Trump, but most people too, and come back to the righteous way of thinking that Almighty Allah, your Creator, created in you when He put His goodness in your good spirit in our hearts. He made our nature good. And He said He created the world, the heavens and the earth, in six evolutions, or 6 days, they say, but it's evolution. He's an evolver. He said a day in a thousand years of our time is like one day to Him. So when He created the heavens and the earth in the 6,000 years, He said He created everything good. And so, people, we want you to know that what will change this world and what will make things better for us in the United States of America and abroad, around the world. We're one human family. What will change this world is not whoever win the presidency. What will change your life as an individual and collectively as a human race, we, Allah say, must change our heart. See, Allah, the Creator, is not only the creator of everything in the heavens and earth, but He's the sustainer. So your life will be sustained no matter who win the presidency. This ain't the first time we've had a Great Depression in this world and all around the world. But always, if you study history, but most people don't study history. They live for the now, the here and now. But history rewards all research. History will tell you the truth about what is going on now and how to deal with it so that you can get the best results out of what's going on today in this evil world of people. So, you know, I got my Quran in my lap. I skipped my page that I was on, but I will share this with you. For all of those who say they believe in a creator, know that this creator that you believe in is unseen. You can't see him, but you breathe the air that he give you so that you can inhale and exhale to keep you physically alive. You don't see the food that He grow out of the ground, but you see the rain that He bring down, and you see the seeds that you plant in the ground. But who grow the food? The Creator. You don't see Him growing the food, but you see the food, and then you get the food and you eat it. So we got so many things to be thankful to our Creator for. And He's in control, whether you believe it or not, of politics, sports, play, whatever's down happening down here on earth, He's still in control of it. Okay? You can't leave the Creator out of nothing that's happening in the heavens or on earth. So in politics, yes, He's there too. And He's going to make sure that politics, all this sport and play, all of this stuff is in its proper perspective, in its right perspective to help the people and not hurt the people. But the people been hurting themselves by wanting to do their own thing and not follow the will of their Creator. This is what we bring harm in our life. It's not Donald Trump that's hurting people. It's not Donald Trump that's really killing people. He ain't got no power to do that. It's the Creator that's in control of life and death. He's the one doing that, but He's doing this for a purpose, to wake up the world of people back to the real world that He created them in and put them in. He didn't just create us and put us in a material world. He said He created us and out of the earth, this material world out of the earth, but He said we didn't come alive until He breathed or put some of His spirit into our body, our heart, and we became living souls. So this is the answer to all good in politics and everything else coming. It's coming anyway because the Creator going to take back over his creation down here and destroy all good real soon. Yeah, you ain't got to believe it. If you be here, you're going to be destroyed and you stay evil. So we have to come back to the remembrance in our soul and our heart and our thought pattern, our mind, that we're not in control. You can't even control yourself. If you need to go to the restroom, and you can't control that. You try to stop yourself and see what happens. If you think you ain't in control, I think they says about 4 or 5 minutes if you don't get no oxygen, you'll die. So go try to hold your breath beyond that time and see if you still be alive. So many things to let you know you're not self-sufficient, people. This is the problem with Donald Trump and most people in the world. They think they're self-sufficient. And when you think you're self-sufficient, you in the first part of the world, what you got? Selfish. That means that you think you want everything to be your way, selfish. And you don't think that, no, God, take care of you. I take care of myself. I'm self-sufficient. I got all this money. I take care of myself. I got my car. I got my Jeep or whatever. I got my home or whatever. All my bills paid. I got plenty of money in the bank. So I'm all right. I'm good. Well, you know, you may think you're good off or better off, but what about your spiritual life? If people got all of these things that I'm talking about, lots of people done had all of these things. Well, all of these things, the wife they thought they wanted, the husband they thought they wanted, and basically the husband and wife, they did want. But the husband and wife had to die. One of them died before the other. So we can't own nothing here, people. We were only put here for a short time to be tried and tested, to see which of us would be best in our conduct. On the president election, we're going to see which one of those men are best in conduct. We already can see that. But I believe that the one that's best in conduct, the Creator going to bless to win the election. But we'll leave that alone and stay, but it's part of our life here. But for those who worship Almighty God, you want to call him by whatever name you want to call him, he's still just one Creator. You can't change his power and who he is just because you call him Jesus or Buddha or any other name. The name Allah that is in this, the way of life of Islam means one Creator of the heavens and the earth, one who has no beginning, one who always existed, one who is free of all needs, of all his creation, and worthy of all praise. And there is nothing he created like him. That's what Allah means in Arabic, language of the Quran. So I want to start off by saying to all of you who believe in the Creator too, the Creator is due sincere devotion. And most people don't give the Creator sincere devotion. You can tell that by the shape of the world the world is in. And Allah of the Creator say to him alone is sincere devotion. We're supposed to give sincere devotion. And to him alone. Allah say there is nothing like him to him. He created. And Allah say all nature obeys his divine moral laws. And Allah say our own growth and life as human beings, just by living, proclaim Allah Lord and cherish. Even if you don't believe in him, your very life bear witness that you got a Creator and he have mercy on you, even if you're bad. Because that's how much he loves you. He don't want you to be bad. How can we then, the Creator say, blasphemy or make false statements and about the our Creator and disregard his laws and want to do what we want to do and think that we're going to be successful in this world? It's not going to happen. So, people, we must serve our Creator, the one, the truth, Creator, Allah, with sincere devotion, and we must follow His divine moral law in its highest spiritual meaning. Or if the loss is our own, all nature proclaims aloud our Creator's Allah, grace, love, grace and loving kindness. We'll stop there. That's something to meditate on, and I'll try to get back to the other section where I was. But we'll stop right there because the show is short, and we want to give other people an opportunity to speak or say a few words of encouragement.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us. As you can see, we're having another beautiful discussion, serious discussion, people. These discussions are reminders, they're warnings, reminders to let you know that you are not here just because you're here from some osmosis or something. You are here because for a reason. Your Creator put you here. And He gave you a will to believe or not to believe, people. And time is passing fast, as Imam Shabbat has said. And most people are not preparing for the judgment day because they don't believe, they don't want to believe in a judgment day. They want to think that this life, all what they're doing is good and the best, and there is. And so therefore, people, they are not prepared. They just want to go on hand their good time, but as we can see, that good time has really been cut short by this coronavirus. People can't go anywhere or do anything. I was reading where there was a crowd of people gathering for Halloween somewhere. And there were 400 people there. They weren't supposed to be there, of course, we know. I think it's a crowd of 10 people, no more than that, if you're going to be in the crowd. I have a crowd gathering. But there were 400 people at this place. Of course, the police went in and shut the place down, you know, because they were not obeying. They were out there trying to have some fun that they hadn't had before they missed that time. They didn't realize the best time that they had was there at their home. They should be studying their spiritual teaching if they have any to study, or trying to get to know who their Creator is and to know themselves. So, people, we have to realize that we're not here to be here forever. We're on a journey, just traveling through. And we're supposed to be preparing ourselves for the end of that journey, which is going. And the judgment of the day that we all must face. We wouldn't judge our conduct on earth, which was best in conduct, which obeyed our Creator. This is not anything to take lightly. It's very serious. Please listen to them, Shaheed Shabbat, and take heed to what he's saying and pass it on. I see that we have a board filled today with visitors. So again, I give you a chance. Sometimes, in most cases, I found that you don't want to express yourself in any way, but we love to have you to comment. It's just not us teaching. It's your show to people. So it's not a word or two. We pray a lot that you will find in your heart to have something to say. Let us know how we're doing, and if what we bring to you, you actually believe it's sincere, and you want to pass it on, and you want to use it as a guide for you to live by. And now, let me try a number here, which is first one I see is 313-213-6568. Thank you. That's where you're calling from. I said, Malika. Was there someone coming? Yes, I'm not able to hear you that clearly. Could you speak louder? There's a noise of dementia, he said, in the background there. So I don't know whether it's coming from one of us or whether it's coming from... anyway, we'll go on since there's no comment here. And we'll try another number. People, I will give you a chance. You can't say, I want to say something, but you didn't give, the sister didn't give us a chance. So anyway, I'm giving you that chance now to comment, ask questions, I'll give a comment. The next number is 313-412-1273. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, so we want to move on. We want to take a lot of time. The next number again is 336-934-0556. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
My name is Alice Rose Burl, and I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You can call
Thank
me
you.
Nadira.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Not cutting your sister, Esther. But this is one of my customers that I just met. I meet a lot of, not a lot, but it's very rare that I've been here 47 years teaching, and I believe that this is one of two people that I believe to be sincere in trying to give their life to Almighty God, Allah, and trying and fearing the hellfire, fearing to go against the will of Allah, and fearing to go into the hellfire that Allah has prepared for those who disbelieve and the hereafter and the judgment day, when they will stand before Him to be judged for the short time they spent here on earth, whether they lived a good life or a bad life. And this sister strike me, I just met her yesterday, as trying to sincerely live a good life. We talked about 2 hours, and I know you can't talk to me 15 minutes if you're playing. So I just wanted to say that this is a guest. And a beautiful
right.
guest.
Thank you.
Is there anything
you're welcome.
That you would like to do?
No, I just
yes.
wanted to introduce myself. I'm more of listening and learning, you know, the wisdom to learn, get more wisdom. So I just really want to listen right now.
Thank you for joining us, sister. Yes, there's plenty of wisdom that Imam Shabbat is bringing to you from the Holy Quran, from the word of the Creator, who we call Allah, you know. And he's bringing his word to you and his message to you, for the way that he wants you to live your life on earth to please him, so that you will be with him in the hereafter. And now, I will give you Imam Shahid Shabbat.
All right, thank you. People, the reason we're speaking so much on Judgment Day, if you're on trial, it's just like down here in court. I've been on, you. If you're on trial, they still give you time to get all the facts together. So when they try you, they'll have all the facts together, and they won't wrongly, hopefully, convict you. If you're not guilty, they don't want you to accuse you of being guilty. And if you're guilty, they're going to find you guilty. Well, that's the same thing with the Creator. He got you down. He put us down here to see if we're going to live in sin. Are we going to live in his righteousness? And we're just being tried. But we ain't been to court yet. Everybody got to go to court. That court is called the court of the judgment of around the throne of your Creator. And you're going to be judged as to the life you live. If you've been a habitual criminal that's committing sins all your life, evil all your life, doing what you want to do, then you're... your judgment is going to be easy. It's going to be, you're going to hell. And if you've been striving, though you're not perfect, and that ain't got nothing to do with it, to live a good life, the Creator said he's often forgiving, most merciful. He said he or she that sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she that have committed no sin. In other words, what he's saying to you, if you keep trying to, if you have intentions to live a good life, and you keep trying to live a good life the best you can, and you can't deceive him, he said he will help you live a good life, and he will help you through all your trials to overcome your trials and live a life where on your day of judgment, he will let you back in his eternal heaven where we come from. So it says here, the Creator is asking the question. He say, is judgment very near? And then the Creator say, yes. The Creator say, there are three stages of judgment. The Creator say, many of our sins and wrongdoings find their penalty or punishment in this very life itself, our life in this world. He say, it may not be an opening or striking event, something you can see. He say, but your punishment corrodes your soul and your conscience all the time. Your conscience and your soul is just whooping you. You're miserable. So the Creator says, so let us, therefore, turn back to him, Allah, in repentance and ask for his forgiveness. He said, well, the penalty or punishment is not actually perceived by the person or is not visible to the person or us in this life. He said, death is considered the lesser judgment for each individual soul. And the Creator said, death must come to, it may come to anyone, excuse me, at any time. And he said, we must be ready for death. Then there is the final judgment when the whole of the phenomenal, the present world, order passes away, Allah, the Creator say. And he say, then we'll come in his new world. He say, time as we know it now, 24 hours a day, won't exist in this world. He say, 50,000 years as we recognize now may be in his world like just one day. He say, according to these standards of his, even this final judgment is quite near, meaning we are very near to death. And he said, we must prepare for death. He said, for it will be too late then for repentance. And we said that earlier on the day of judgment. It'll be too late to say, you send me back, I'll do right. If you give me another chance. You get one chance to get it right. And even though we're here a short time, you all know this. This Creator let us sin a long time. He even extends our time not to sin, but so we can get it together. But most people think that they got more time to do their own thing, which is to sin. Get me more money. Get me another woman. Have me all the fun I can. Play as much as I can play. The Creator didn't create life for you to be down here playing. Life is serious. And when you are resurrected from the dead, your dead grave, you will realize how serious life was, and you will want to change your life, but you won't have that opportunity. All change for good life, the spiritual heaven of Allah, will be lost forever for you. And I want to read this because a lot of people say, they think, oh, well, the government is corrupt, and I think Donald Trump, he might just win again. Well, that's possible, but I want to give you the Creator's perspective on that. The Creator say, never can evil escape his order and his divine law. So it's no way that can happen. Allah say his angels also are always present in our life to bring to the wicked people their barrens, their punishment. And he said they ever strive and press forward to bring comfort secure and peace, and Allah's mercy to those who seek their Creator's mercy. He said, then will come the day when the proud people, who are proud of themselves, shall be humbled, though they did not come in judgment. He said, what happened to this man named Pharaoh that he sent Moses 2 years ago? He said, Pharaoh, just like Donald Trump, he flouted, talked about he was God and they know God and these my people. And he rejected Allah's message, the greatest truth, specially sent to him by Moses. And he arrogantly proclaimed among his people like Donald Trump, I'm your Lord, Most High. Allah said he perished in this life and he will answer for his deeds in the next. Same thing with Donald Trump. But Allah said, can you not see, O people, the mighty works of the Creator in the heavens and the earth, the darksome splendor of the night with its beautiful stars and the daylight splendor of the sun, how the earth with its spacious expanse and its mountains yields moisture and pasture and feeds and sustains human beings and cattle through Allah's wise providence. Allah say, ah, people, don't transgress the boundaries of his laws on earth and earn the fire of punishment. The Creator say, but fear him and his judgment and prepare for the garden of perpetual or eternal bliss with him in the hereafter. And he say, delay not. I mean, don't wait. Do it now. Because he say the judgment is sure and it's close. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast. I'm Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the Elder of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us. I also want you to participate. Give us some feedback. So I have to go down a little here and see the names here that we do have on the board here. I'm going to call another number out. I don't have names. I have just phone numbers. And so we call these phone numbers out. The next number is 419-418-1367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Person also appears to want to just listen. They called in to hear the beautiful teachings of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and they don't have any comments. Sometimes you will have a comment. So we do this each Sunday. We want to give you a chance to express yourself. We want to hear from you and hear what you have to say in the world and each other. Listen to hear to what each other has to say, too. Maybe you're just somebody else. A question they want to ask. Maybe the question you ask, they might get the answer because it was the same question they had. So they might receive the answer to their question by just listening to you. So please, people, if you can, try to have a comment to make of some kind that you can ask and make. We'd love to have you join us if you can and let us know what you think and how you feel. And now again, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. The discussion that Imam Shaheed Shabazz is having today is time is passing fast, and most people are not preparing for the judgment day. And I think a lot of you would like to comment on that. I know you have some comments on that. You see each other every day and what you're doing. Listen to each other and what you say. I'm quite sure you you either agree or don't agree on this, and I believe you do agree that most people nowadays, they try to avoid anything to say. When it comes to talking about students. You may seem to have it with something in my throat, but when it comes to talking about heaven, People don't mind talking about heaven, but they come talk about hell fire. Oh, they hurry in the poor discussion. Hurry and run away from that discussion. Try to get away from it. Don't want to hear it. Well, I'm quite sure we can all have comments to make on that. I mean, there's someone who's like that. Sometimes maybe it's us who's like that, and we want to try to just listen and try to check ourselves out. And my Imam Shahi Shabab.
Yes, thank you, sister. And we still appreciate the listeners, even though you may not have any comments, because Allah, the Creator, say He give us 2 ears and one tongue. This is why we should listen twice as much as we talk. Listening is good. I mean, you know, by no means are we condemning anyone for not speaking at any time, because you learn more by listening anyway. I just happen to be a teacher, and if you're a teacher, you got to teach. So, you know, I have to keep myself prepared to teach. What I want to speak to you on now, my beloved audience, is this. You know, Allah is really saying, or the Creator is saying here, that most people, they're so engrossed or so deep into the material things that they neglect to even get really sincerely into learning about their spiritual inner life. He said, the Creator, Allah said, life is short here. And he said, and Allah said, death will soon claim all of us. Allah said, oh, that people would only learn before it is too late the serious issues of the higher spiritual life. Allah said, all people must taste the consequences of their neglect of their spiritual life for the material and carnal pleasures of this world. That's all they want. Good to feel good. They see that Allah, first of all, Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this world. And Allah say they must, if you're going to taste the consequences of neglecting to prepare for your spiritual life, you say, for only good and play that you do here, and most people do like to play. They like to play. Most people like to have a good time. I remember most people, they even like to, but how can you have a good time in evil? So I'm saying to you people that the world is not going to get any better for you. And I'm talking to you as individuals, because the world for human beings is not the material world. The world for a true human being is the spiritual world inside of them. So the world of the human being is in their thinking. So if you want to live a good life, if your life is in shambles and all out of whack and evil seem to be, not seem, but taking over your life, you don't have to go join no religion. What you have to do is change your heart. Stop desiring to follow your will, your self, and ask your Creator to help you follow His will, because His will is all good. And the Creator, Allah, say our will as humans is all bad. So now you know how to change your life back to the life your Creator created you in. That was good. He didn't create nobody in bad. He didn't create nobody a racist. He didn't create a man to be act like he a female. He didn't create a female to act like she a male. No, these are things that happen to us when we follow our own ungodly, wicked, carnal desires and pleasures. We go against the will of our Creator, and we bring destruction on ourselves. So you people need to know that time is passing so fast now that the Creator said in the time we're in now, he said 6 months go by. He's making 6 months go by like a year. In other words, after a year, you'll be looking back saying, I just paid these bills. And I just done this. It seemed like 6 months ago I just did this year. No, but it's a year going by. And I even been saying the Creator has been blessing time to move so fast, taking us into the future for our judgment day, that when a week come in about a day or so, that week is ending. It's ending again. So, people, you don't have no time to be listening at the truth just so you can try to find fault with the truth of the Creator. There's no fault in the Creator's truth. The fault lies in our own will. So if you following any bad, know that's coming from you. And if you following any good, know that that's coming from the Creator. You see, so people, life is very short. And I go over in Surah 102, it's called the Piling Up. It say, Allah say, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah say, the mutual rivalry for piling up the material things, really, in this material world, diverts or take your focus from the more serious spiritual concerns until you visit the graves. He mean until you die. And all you was in was just materialism. All you never knew anything about your soul. All you knew was the material world. But Allah say, but nay, ye shall soon know the reality of what he's talking about. He said, again, ye shall soon know. He said, nay, if you were to know with certainty of your mind and your heart, know for a fact without a doubt, he said, ye shall certainly see hellfire. Again, Allah say, ye shall see hellfire with certainty of sight. You're going to know that's hellfire. You're going to know that's where you're going. Then Allah say, ye shall be questioned that day about the joy, the false carnal pleasures that you indulged in here on earth. We'll stop at this time. Just think on that. That we ain't got much time, but just think on that right there. Please.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Every Sunday, this broadcast is brought to you, people. And Imam Shabazz is serious. He's dedicating his time and effort, sacrifices. He's not receiving any money for this. It's not a job or profession. Just love his Creator and want to spread his word to the people, reach the people, so that inshallah you will be saved from the hellfire and that you will also be blessed to be among those who will receive paradise in hereafter. So he's giving you a chance now to know who your Creator is. There's so much confusion about the Creator, and he wants you to know that each of us are being judged individually. It's not what he or she says about us. It's only about the record that we are carrying with us when we turn to our Creator from our deeds here on earth. So people, take it serious. Think about it. And please reach out and touch someone else and let them know that you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And he comes on every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. And he's not just teaching to be teaching or preaching to be preaching to hurt for entertainment like some are doing. He's having a serious discussion with you, trying to reach your soul so that you can prepare yourself, because we're only, again, passing through. You're on a journey here. This is not the end of our journey. And therefore, we're preparing ourselves for the end of the journey. While we're here on earth, is what we are supposed to be doing. And we must be mindful of that. And mindful of the fact, people, that you will also be judged by those
who you came in contact with that you did not let know about these teachings so they can hear the truth also if they have never heard it before. And so they can judge for themselves and make a decision, a good, honest decision about life and about the hereafter and about their Creator. So if you're enjoying it, pass it on to others so they can enjoy it too. And now again, Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
That was very beautiful, and as you was talking, I was reflecting on something powerful Allah said. Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all people, the sustainer of all people, he say in all of his revelations, he say he don't obligate the ignorant people to learn the truth until he first obligate to learn those who know the truth to teach those who don't know the truth. I just bear witness to what the sister say. So all of you Muslim Christians, all of you Jews and you Buddhists and Hindus and people in religion, if you have the truth and you do not share that truth with people, and not just share the truth with people by word of mouth, share the truth with people like this lady that came on the show and introduced herself. I was just walking past my going to the laundromat in my complex. And the way I was dressed, I had on my throat, which is a long robe called a prayer robe in Arabic, and my kufi and a long jacket. And, the light of Almighty Allah was shining on me. Yes, it was. And the lady said she seen that. And the lady said she was going through some real rough times and she needed some upliftment. And she called me and asked me about my dress, and then we began to talk, and wound up talking about 2 hours because the lady really needed some spiritual upliftment and encouragement. And I told her, I ain't in no rush. I work for the Creator. I don't work on no job. I work for the Creator. I'm out here trying to save a soul. And today, your soul need help. So you can save your soul, and you want that. So the Creator, he sent me across your path. No accident. So people, make your choice now, not tomorrow. And matter of fact, tomorrow is every time you breathe. Every time you inhale and you exhale, you're dying. So ain't no tomorrow. Your tomorrow is your next breath. Your next breath can be your last one. So I want to say this here about Allah for you on that note. And his last final revelations in his book called the Quran. Or the Quran. Allah says here in Surah 2, he says in ayat of verse 254, O ye who believe in me, Allah, spend out of the bounties I have provided for you before the day comes when no bargaining will avail, nor friendship, nor intercession. Those who reject faith in Allah, they are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God but Allah. Allah is the ever eternal living creator, having no end, and he always existed and always will exist when everything else passes away. Allah is self-subsistent. He don't need any help from any of his creation, but all his creation needs his help at all times. Allah is the eternal. That meaning that he, as I said before, he have no ending. His world goes on forever. No slumber can seize him, meaning that Allah don't feel no tiredness like human beings do. After he do so much work, he tired, he gets to slumbering and want to sleep. And no slumber can seize him, nor sleep. Allah's are all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there that can intercede in Allah's presence except as Allah permitted? Allah knows what appears to Allah's creature as before or after or behind them. Nor shall they compass or get any of Allah's knowledge except as Allah willing. they won't understand any of his knowledge. Allah is our knowledge, except there's Allah with it. Allah's the throne though extend over the heavens and the earth, and Allah sendeth no fatigue in guiding and preserving them, for Allah is the Most High, the Supreme in glory. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Allah's truth stands out clear from error. We all know right from wrong clear. That's what Allah's saying. You ain't got to go in no religion and ask nobody, no religious leader. You know right from wrong because Allah created it in your nature. When you do wrong, you feel bad. When you do good, you feel good. Allah said, whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah have grasped. They done grabbed on to Allah, and Allah said he's the most trustworthy and old, meaning that if you grab on to him, he will never let you go. And he said, you grabbing on to a handhold that never breaks. And Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Allah is the protector of those who have faith in Allah. Allah say, from the depths of spiritual and mental darkness, Allah will lead them forth into spiritual light. Allah say, of those who reject faith in him and follow their own will, he said, their partners are the evil Satan, evil ones. He said those evil ones will lead them forth from the light of Allah into spiritual darkness, and they will be companions of the hellfire. The 1 minute, I just want to say thank you again for joining us, and I want to say that there's no God but Allah. There's only one creator for all people, and he created us that we might get to love and know one another and not hate and despise one another. And he said the most honored of us in this present, in his sight, is the one that is the most God-fearing, that fear to go against his will. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us. Join us again next time, same time, Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, invite someone else to join with you. Have a wonderful day, and may Allah be with you. As-salam.
Thanks, peace and love.
What's going on here?
Judge orders 11-year-old boy behind bars and await for trial, alleging killing 6-year-old neighbor. 11-year-old man, he don't know no better. The parents who gave him the gun, whoever got the gun for it. But he 11-year-old, he don't know no better. He probably got a 20 gun.
I tell you.
I ain't gonna tell an 11-year-old boy. You know this world messed up.
And he's supposed to have a special place for them, not behind no bars.
That's
why. He said detention center for.
Yeah, you go. Shit, he's
Mm-hmm.
retired people be on, man. They be crazy. Where you want this at?
Huh?
You want this at? Huh?
Oh, she's from Florida.
Huh? Huh?
Huh? Why,
huh?
Sir?
What? Huh?
Man, you were asking for it, I tell you.
Yes. Yes.